presence in our lives, for your hold on us. Thank you that you are a good and a gracious God, forgiving, compassionate, kind, merciful, loving. Thank you, Father. We rest in your arms tonight. We rest in the truth of those things and all that you are. And Father, as we turn to your word, every single verse is powerful, it's alive. Every single word, you have something for us. And Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts tonight so that when we leave tonight, we can walk away with the truth, something that you have for us. We ask all of these things in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. I think you were handed the flyer to our upcoming retreat. This is going to be, it'll be at the church, and it's only for a day, a Saturday. Run the race and never give up. Good word. So if you need to be encouraged, you need to make plans to come to that. So all the information is on that flyer, and it'll even tell you when you can sign up. I don't know that right off the top of my head. But we encourage you to come, to pray about coming, to come with your friend. Just come and be encouraged. So here we are at the beginning of another year, 2020, and does not that sound futuristic? I never ever thought I would say that, I would see that. It's just very strange to me. But at the beginning of every year, what has been my custom to do ever since I was a brand new Christian is to seek the Lord at the beginning of the year and ask him, do you have a verse for me? Do you have a passage of scripture for me for this coming year? Something that I can hold on to, something that I can work on in my own life and allow him to work in me. What does he want to do? What does he want to say? Is it an encouragement? Is it an exhortation? I don't know. I just want whatever he wants for me. And so that's what I do at the beginning of every year. I've done so this year, but what I want to share with you tonight is the passage that he gave me last year. And it is a very familiar one, found in the book of Proverbs, which is what we're studying this year. So if you open your Bible to Proverbs chapter 3, to a very familiar passage for probably most of us. Chapter 3, beginning in verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Now, so he gave me that whole passage, but the emphasis ended up being on verse 6, and that's what I want to look at tonight. We're going to have another study on the rest of those verses in a few weeks. But for right now, it's verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Too many times, I lean on my own understanding. God gave me a brain, and I use it. I use logic. I tend to be a more logical thinker. I'm a concrete person and pretty literal, so I kind of can weigh things out and say, well, this, and this, and this, and this. Okay, well, this looks better. So I can lean to my own logic. I can look ahead at all the possible problems there might be or good things there might be and kind of weigh it out that way. Also, I can lean onto my own experience. And I'm sure you relate as I'm saying this. We all do these things, logic, experience. All these things that I've gone through before, that I've learned, that the Lord has taught me, I can lean on that. Well, this is what happened last time, so surely this is what's going to happen this time if I make this kind of a decision. Also, being led by His peace, which is highly important. Where is my peace in this question that I'm asking, this decision that needs to be made, whatever it might be? Where does my peace remain? Where is it disturbed? All of these things are okay to a point. And then, yes, I will admit, like the rest of us, there are times where I can make a decision without using any of those. I just make the decision. Sometimes it goes well, and other times it's an absolute disaster. And I say, oh, that's right. I should have acknowledged the Lord in this. Well, I'm very thankful that the Lord gave me those verses and that specific verse last year, every year of my life, or every day of my life, but especially last year, to remind me to first and foremost acknowledge Him in the situation, whatever it might be. And because I can look back now, which is what I always do at the end of the year, is look back at the year and reflect and think about, what did He do? What did He teach me? What did I go through? And what did I learn? Did I learn from the verse or the passage that He gave me? And thankfully, I can say, yes, I did a whole bunch, because I am able to look back at each decision and see His wisdom in it as I stopped and I acknowledged Him. I've mentioned before about caring for my parents, and so last year was a year of complete unknown territory. My parents had never really been sick a day in their life. They always were healthy. Both parents ended up with dementia. My dad passed away in October, as I've shared with you. And so, and my dad had some, you know, physical issues too. So it's like I didn't know about any of this. So leaning on to my own understanding would not have been good in a situation like that. So it was a good word for me to always and in every way acknowledge the Lord. I wasn't able to lean on my own understanding. All of my experience, my brilliance, all the years in medical school and in psychology and all this that could understand these kind of things, there was nothing to lean on. And you know, I could still look at things logically, but I didn't know if that really is the right thing to do or not, even though it could be logically when you're dealing with a person with dementia. Logic doesn't always work out. So He gave me a lot of opportunity, which I'm very thankful for, to acknowledge Him and to basically throw myself at His mercy, crying out, what in the world am I supposed to do here in this situation? At the time, of course, it wasn't fun at all. It was not fun. And there were plenty of times where I just wanted somebody else to make a decision. I don't know what to do. I just tell me what to do. You know, whether it would be a doctor or another person, just tell me what to do. But that didn't always work. Thankfully, my sister and I just have one sister, and thankfully we are on the same page, always have been on the same page in terms of our parents. We think alike. We know what is best for them to the degree that we can. And so bouncing things off of her and her with me was very helpful. But we are complete opposites, except that we both think very logically and all of that kind of thing. So she can go down her thing, and I can go down down my thing. She does not know the Lord. And sometimes her logic an experience didn't sit right with me because I have the Holy Spirit and He speaks to me. And thankfully, she would always defer to me for major decisions like that. I mean, we were in agreement, but it praise the Lord, it worked out that way and still is with my mom. So looking back, even at the time of those decisions where you acknowledge, you stop and you acknowledge the Lord and you seek Him, at the time I marveled at what He would say and the wisdom that He would give that I would never have thought about that on my own. And I'm grateful for what I learned, and I'm very grateful that I didn't miss out. Because when we don't acknowledge the Lord, when we do lean on our own understanding, we miss out on a lot, on a lot. So I want to look a little bit deeper on that one verse for us tonight so that it'll be a reminder for each one of us and myself going into a new year. And that it would be an encouragement that if we are in a place of unknown territory this year, there's no telling what can happen in a day. We all have experienced days where it's just like, okay, this was not supposed to happen. And it's just completely unknown. Or even, and maybe more so, if we're in a real familiar place and it's just real easy to just lean to our own understanding and just go ahead and do it. So hopefully tonight this will be a little reminder. And this is more of a devotional, not a Bible study type of thing. So, but just to clarify on the using the logic and experience thing. So weighing it, because some of us can think, well, I thought we were supposed to use our brain. I thought we were supposed to think. What do you mean by this? Let me tell you what I mean. Let me tell you what I don't mean, too. So weighing it logically or using past experience, it doesn't mean you can't use your brain, because, yes, God has given us a brain. He's given us wisdom. From His Word, He's given us life experience, too. Proverbs 22:3 says, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself," meaning a wise person is going to look ahead and going to look down the road to see what are the consequences of this decision, or what would the fruit of this decision be, kind of a thing. So we are to do that. The problem is when we only use our logic or experience, because God's ways don't always make sense. He says that His ways are not our ways. They're much higher. They're much better. So sometimes if we're just in the habit of using our brain, using logic and past experience, and we don't acknowledge the Lord, we can go off of what everybody else could say, yes, that's exactly what you need to do. And He's over here saying, no. And if we would have acknowledged Him, He might have told us a completely different thing that we would have thought, okay, that doesn't make sense. Did it make sense to march around Jericho 7 times and blow a trumpet and the walls fall down? Absolutely not. Did it make sense to, you know, whittle down Gideon's army to only 300, and all they had was a piece of pottery pot with a torch in it? And yet they wiped them all out. No, those things don't make sense, because God's ways are much higher. So when I lean only onto my own understanding, oh boy, do I miss out. So I again, am thankful for what I have learned, that I'm still learning, because here, okay, now I can't, you know, because this is me, I tend to, okay, that was my verse last year, now this is my verse this year, and then I don't want to forget all of that. And so this morning the Lord gave me a very good reminder, because there I was sitting there. Okay, well then if I do this, then this, and this, and this, yeah, that's fine. And then if I don't, then this, this, and this. Yeah, well, you know, that's not that big of a deal. I can handle that, kind of a thing. There I am, leaning on my own understanding. And then this, it came, it, you know, acknowledged me. Oh, how stupid can I be? Yeah, so I sat. Okay, Lord, this, and this, and this, and this. Now, just tell me what I'm supposed to do. And he did, and it was not what I was going to do. So, and I was very thankful, very thankful. So, we don't want to go in the wrong direction when we lean on our own understanding, and we don't want to miss out what he wants to do. And, you know, we would miss out on just talking to him if we just, 1, 2, 3, 4, and did it. We would miss out on the listening to him and then seeing his hand and not only the logic and the wisdom, but the blessing in it. So verse 6 says, in all your ways, all. What does the word all mean? Any, every single, all. All is a big word. It encompasses all. So right there, you just stop and go, okay, wow. All my ways, all. What does that mean? What does that leave out? What does that leave out during your day from the time you wake up and the time you go to bed? What does that leave out? Absolutely nothing. Because it's all, every single thing. Ways means our course of life, our mode of action, our manner of doing something, manner in which one walks and lives. The word acknowledge means to recognize, be aware of, and Moffat's translation says, have mind of him. I like that. In all our ways, have mind of him. It is in all, every single one of our ways, our actions, our manner of doing something, in every single decision that we make. And it is not, the acknowledgement is not a mere wave. Hello, you walked into the room. Yes, God, you're there. As I've acknowledged you today, now I'm going to go off. That's not what that word means. It is a recognition and an acknowledgement of who he is. And when you stop, even for a second, to think about who he is, creator, all-powerful, all-knowing, and on and on and on, his authority over all, this acknowledgement, it's a seeking him, it's praying, it's talking to him, so that my way is then in line with his way, that his way has come in and made my way his way. So now we're on the same page. I want to read several different translations from different Bible translations of this verse. The NLT, seek his will in all you do. The Amplified, in all your ways know and acknowledge and recognize him. The NCV, remember the Lord in all you do. The Message, listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. The BBE, in all your ways, give ear to him. The NIV, in all your ways, submit to him. And WYC, in all your ways, think on him. And then finally, the KJK, my version, my paraphrase. Mine's much longer. In every single thought, activity, decision, and action, acknowledge the Lord. Seek him, ask him, be aware of him, listen to him, seek his will. Don't move and don't make a decision until you know the mind of the Lord. Then you will know what to do, what to say, how to respond, which direction to go in, with the confidence that it will be right and good because it is his will. I need things broken down. I need things amplified. I need things expounded on so it gets through my thick head. As I was thinking about all this, it reminded me of a song that we used to sing when my girls were really tiny. And I'm not going to sing it, but I'll speak it. I don't think they sing it anymore, but it says, I must have Jesus in my whole life. I must have Jesus in my life, in my walking, in my talking, in my sleeping, in my waking. I must have him in my life. What a great song, because that's all. That includes just everything in our lives, in my walking, in my talking, in my sleeping, in my waking. I must have him in my life, in all my ways, and in everything to acknowledge him. Now, as you think about acknowledging the Lord, think about these things, and I hope they will become ingrained in our hearts and in our minds, that the first thing in the morning is an acknowledgement to the Lord, that he would be the first thought as we're coming out of that sleep and waking up, that it would be him. And too many times it's worry, or it's the to-do list, or it's on my aching body, or it's on whatever it might be. But the first thought to acknowledge him. I read recently that there are two ways to wake up in the morning, and one of them is, good morning, Lord. And the other one is, good Lord, it's morning. We don't want that one. We want, good morning, Lord. You were with me when I was sleeping, and here you are. What are we going to do today? What's going on? And I can't wait to get up and go spend time with you. First thing in the morning, let your thoughts be on him and begin your day. Let the first conversation be with him. I can't remember who said it, but they said, you know, it is best not to talk to anyone until you talk with the Lord. I am in a complete agreement with that. I don't want to talk with anyone before I talk with him, because I'm not always real peppy in the morning. You know, I need my heart right. But let your first conversation be with him, not with yourself, not with acknowledging the dog or the cat or the kids or the husband or your phone, which is a temptation now because it's just right there, but to acknowledge him first thing in the morning and then seek to know his heart and his mind during that quiet time. And then throughout the day, acknowledge him. So we don't just acknowledge him in the morning and then forget the rest of the day, and again, use our logic and our experience and all of that, but to acknowledge him throughout the day, to carry on the conversation that was begun in the morning with him all day long. And that has taken years of practice. You develop a habit, and then it becomes an absolute need. You cannot not talk to him during the day. It's a running conversation all the time, and you talk to him about everything. You acknowledge him in all your ways. It doesn't matter what it is, big or little. You open your closet and acknowledge him. Talk to him about your clothing. Talk to him about your grocery list. You talk to him about your work project or whatever it might be. And it might sound silly to some people, but it's our life. It's our lifeline. It's the lever of our soul that we're having that conversation with all day long, asking him about everything, absolutely everything. I mean, how many purchases have you made and regretted because we leaned on our own understanding? You know, just ask him about the little things and the big things. Maybe he wants to show you a better way to do what you've been doing for the last 20 years. It's possible there could be a better way, an easier way, or whatever it might be. Just just acknowledge him, ask him. Acknowledge him in the big things and acknowledge him in the little things. These major things. Now, sometimes we think, oh, yes, of course you acknowledge him in the major things. Your job and where you're going to move and if you're going to sell your house, although there are a lot of people that don't acknowledge him. So I'm just reminding all of us. Big things, okay? Finances. A lot of times we keep that one to ourselves. We don't acknowledge him in our finances and where this penny is going, where this 100 is going, where this 1,000 is going, or whatever it might be. But to acknowledge him in health decisions, in big decisions like that, job, big purchases, cars, moves, relationships, acknowledge him, talk to him about it, ask him, seek direction for that. And then in minor decisions, which at times can be health, because some people lean to their own understanding and they've got it. But acknowledge him in diet, in exercise, in shopping for food or clothing, in your time management, all of those things that we have to deal with every single day, all day long. Those are all decisions that we are making constantly. And we're just, you know, it's just rapid. But to stop and acknowledge him. And I hope the Lord brings this to remembrance to me and to you when we leave here, that we would just start thinking that way if we don't, or if it's been a long time since we have, where sometimes we can look back and go, oh, I used to do that. I don't do that. I've just kind of gotten in my own, I'm manager now or whatever, but He will be faithful to remind us. And isn't it wonderful that he cares about every single detail of our lives? Everything. There is nothing too small. You know, sometimes you could talk to your husband about a silly thing, and he thinks it's a silly thing. Or even a good friend. I think, okay, well, why is she so worried about whatever it might be? This is not a big decision. The Lord never does that, ever. We can talk to him, what apple should I buy today? You know, I mean, whatever it might be. He cares. He cares. He wants us to acknowledge him. He is a good father. And he wants us to lean on him and acknowledge him and talk to him about everything and to ask him what to do. We can't be too dependent on him. We can be too dependent on people. And we certainly can be way too dependent on ourselves. But we can't be too dependent on him. So I think the Lord just wanted to remind us of this. A simple thing, but a hard thing to practice. And for each of us, and no matter what's going on in our lives and what our year is going to look like, because we don't know, that it would be very wise to acknowledge the Lord in everything that we do, to not lean on our understanding, because we aren't wise in our own eyes. We think we are, but we really aren't. We need him to show us what to do. And then when we do acknowledge him, we are confident that he will direct our paths. He will show us what to do. Bill McDonald has a New Year's prayer that is wonderful, and there's a couple of lines in it that I loved. This is a prayer. Teach me to make every decision a matter of prayer. I dread the thought of leaning on my own understanding. And then he quotes Jeremiah 10:23. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. What a great prayer. Teach me to make every decision a matter of prayer. And don't you dread the thought of leaning to your own understanding. We want to take communion at this time just to give us some time to think these things through, to let the Lord speak to us, to Trinity's going to lead us in a song just to quiet our hearts, let some of these things settle and see what he wants to speak to our lives, and then we'll go right into communion. And while we're holding on to that bread, and then we hold on to the cup so we can all take together, just remember and acknowledge him, freshly commit our lives to the Lord, surrendering our logic, surrendering our experience and our wisdom that we think we have over to him, and make a commitment to him to make every decision a matter of prayer.